Now, kind of on the topic of obesity, I mean, folks who want to perhaps take off, say, 20 to 50 pounds, what's a smart, realistic way for a person to do that, in your opinion?
Slowly, yeah. Over time. You know, you can't rush I'm jumping in again. I'm sorry, you guys. You can't shut me up. sometimes people will come in and they'll have these, you know, little short-term goals. I want to be a size 4 for this wedding I have coming up, or I want to, you know, for this event or that event, drop these pounds. Really, these are lifestyle changes you need to make, because if you drop it very quickly, it's going to come right back at you even harder, because you're going to be craving these things. You have to make big, dramatic life changes, you know, and maybe you go for a walk every day. Maybe you increase, as you were saying, the fruits and vegetables, and make it a lifestyle habit that before you reach for that other thing, that you're going to have a glass of water first, and maybe, you know, a slice of apple or something.
Exactly. Short-term goals as well as long-term goals. Because you're right, they focus on, this is what I want right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they get there, and they've got nowhere else to go. So they need to set some midterm and long-term goals as well.
Right.
And not focus on losing 10 pounds in a week.
Because
it's pretty unrealistic what they do on The Biggest Loser, because everybody's not that big.
Right.
We got to look at who you are, and maybe look at maybe 1 to 3 pounds a week. That's healthy.
Yeah,
that's lifestyle
or
changes,
even a
like
month,
she said.
You know, people should be happy if they're obese and they lose 3 to 5 pounds a month. That's great.
That
you
is
know,
great.
I mean, those are great successes.
Because but if somebody's heavier, aren't they going to lose those pounds a little bit quicker early on?
Yes.
And it's probably more than that if they're doing some strength as well as some dieting, because they're putting on muscle mass and losing the body fat.
True.
So the body fat loss in weight is going to be more than
now muscle
like
weighs less.
More. No,
more.
Weighs muscle weighs more.
Muscle is denser than fat.
Right.
Okay.
A pound
okay.
is a pound, but if
right
you look
of
at
course
a pound of fat. It's probably this big, and a pound of muscle is about like this.
Okay.
I can't show that on the microphone, but...
sure.
Picture a big yellow block.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you touched on is, okay, you've achieved that goal. Maybe you lost 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. How do you maintain that once you get there? Because a lot of people then... they go boom, right back up.
That's because they didn't make proper behavior modifications to reach their goals. And that's something I focus on a lot with my clients. Instead of saying, I'm going to lose 10 pounds at the end of this month, it's more so breaking it down into what can you do to modify your behavior to get to that point? And not focusing so much on the number as the increasing your fruits and vegetables, adding realistic exercise in, you know, is it 3 days of strength training? Is it 2 days of walks? Obtainable goals. We use the SMART goal acronym a lot, too. Just what can you do to modify your actual behavior?
Okay.
Decompress, stress relief. People eat due to stress so frequently.
Yes.
They don't get enough sleep because of stress. I'm a huge advocate of yoga, so I'm always telling them, stretch, you know, even if it's just 15 minutes at night, join a yoga class. I know it's not the high-intensity exercise, but I think the benefits...
it's great for the soul, too.
Awesome.
It is.
So.
And you know, so it's clear for the listening audience, too. I am not in any way bashing, you know, overweight people. I mean, it's a healthy weight for each individual.
Oh, absolutely.
If you feel good in your skin, if you're you know, any size and you feel good and you're healthy and your doctor's telling you you're healthy and you're not having any ailments, then, you know, kudos to you.
Well,
you're living your life correctly.
That's an excellent point. But just to jump in about myself, a year ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I had blood pressure issues. And I went on blood pressure medications, and those caused me issues. And I just said, well, you know, I need to make some changes. So over a period of a year, I dropped 30 pounds. And I'm staying at a healthy weight by, you know, like what you're saying, you know, putting those things into practice. That's what you've got to do. You need to stay in a certain zone, do certain things. You can't go back to those old habits, because those old habits are going to cause those things to happen again.
And I just want to say, Paul, you look great in that leotard.
Well, thank you.
Not a lot of guys could wear that.
We'll be
that
posting those pictures on Facebook later.
Yeah, thank you. That'll be great.
You spoke on habits.
Yeah.
We'll take yoga as an example. If you want to add yoga into your lifestyle, to make that a habit, a good thing to do is to have a cue. So let's say you go to work and you want to do yoga after work.
Right.
You should have your yoga clothes with whatever you're going to wear and your shoes, your workout shoes, sitting there right when you get inside the home, so that they're right there. That's your cue. You're putting them on your gear pack in your car, or you bring your gym bag packed with you. Something so that you have a reminder.
Then it eventually becomes habitual.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and you know, for people who maybe, you know, aren't of the means to be able to go take a class or see a personal trainer or a nutritionist, it's the same for you in your home. Mm-hmm. Just like we, you know, take time to redecorate our kitchen. You know, we remodel our kitchen and then we're like, oh, I'm going to make all these great meals in here. We remodel our master bedroom, whatever. If you make a space in your home that is your sanctuary for whatever it is, whether you've got, you know, some rubber bands and some jump rope and weights set out there, or you have your yoga mat there and, you know, a small vase of flowers and a candle, you make a space in your home that is like, this is my space for doing this activity, and then you're going to be way more prone to do that activity in that space.
Sure.
And making the appointment with yourself. So often I tell my clients to make an appointment to exercise. You won't cancel an appointment for anything else. Why cancel that? You know, it's an appointment where you're investing in your own well-being.
Right. Well, sometimes it's just like goal setting in general. You got to write the stuff down, and you got to commit to it. Now, as far as, like we talked about before, as a nation, we're kind of unhealthy as far as our eating habits go. What's the key to a reasonable, balanced diet?
I'll say plant-based.
Plant-based.
I'll pipe right in with plant-based. Yeah, I am a vegan.
Okay.
And I believe that a lot of the issues that people have with health are because of the diet, in the upside downness of the diet, that, you know, we're in this mindset that we need to have meat and animal products at three meals a day. And you know, if you look back historically, that was never really the way. I mean, pioneers probably had meat one meal a week, you know, maybe on their Sunday meal they were able, but now we've made it so readily available and inexpensive through the practice of factory farming that people think that, oh, a meal includes a meat, a starch, and then, you know, this little portion of vegetables. I feel very fit, and my muscle tone's fine, and I haven't, you know, had or consumed anything like that in years and years and years and years.
Sure. Rob, Catherine, what are your thoughts?
I agree.
This can be where we'll argue.
Wow.
I really agree.
Now it's getting good.
Every day I should show you. Did you see? I post pictures what I eat for lunch. It's usually carrots and broccoli and celery, and I put
You're not getting a lot of likes on those.
So I know. I'm not getting a lot of likes.
Let's get some more leafy greens in there, though, can we?
I do.
Okay, all right.
But what I was going to say is, you know, every now and then I will have a little chicken. Mm-hmm. And what we like to do is we'll go to, there's a market by us, it's called the Sweetwater Market. Mm-hmm. It's all organic, and it's local growers.
Oh, that's nice.
And so, you know, we'll get a chicken from there. You know, it's grass-fed, it's getting what it needs, it's a little healthier than the others. But like you said, when I was younger, I used to eat red meat every meal for dinner.
Right, that's how everybody grew up. I mean, it just became very
that's
available.
That's what it was. And I've changed, you know.
Sure.
The last time I've had red meat.
Right.
You know, but we do chicken and we'll do fish and stuff like that. But I do eat a whole lot of fruits and vegetables. And probably more than the recommended servings, too.
And I agree that Americans do consume a lot of protein, and it's cultural.
Mm-hmm.
It's put on them through the commercial industry.
When you say protein, you're saying animal protein.
Animal protein,
when
they
could be having plant protein.
A lot of meat. But I always advocate to my clients to eat foods that rot.
That rot. Okay.
If it's going to go bad in your refrigerator, it's good. It encourages you to eat it faster, and it's coming from the earth.
Right.
So I don't necessarily ever push on anyone to not eat meat,
because
everyone has their own personal preferences, and I want them to be successful with their own lifestyle change.
Okay.
Personally, I don't eat a lot of meat either.
What types of meat should they be eating?
Lean proteins, chicken.
Okay.
Pork once in a while.
Okay.
I do shy away from the red meats.
Okay.
You know, but if they're an avid hunter and I think they're hunting their own game.
Sure.
I think that's great. Or if they're raising their own meat to slaughter, that's different as well.
But the meat that you buy in store A, I think if the average consumer, like everyone's so worried about, you know, something drops on the floor and they don't want to eat it because, you know, it's perceived gross, then it's on the floor. But if they knew what was going on in your average slaughterhouse and what happened to that meat before it ended up so sterile on that little styrofoam tray with, you know, saran wrap over it, or they knew how long ago that animal had actually been slaughtered, I really doubt that they would be, you know, sure. Yum, or give me some Aeon right. on this bad
The
boy.
People that eat ground turkey thinking they're doing right. better for themselves when they don't realize everything that or they grind up to put in that turkey. Mm-hmm. It has to
dog.
Be like ground
don't
turkey
Don't even get
breast.
Me started. Hot dog, bologna, oh well, my
those
gosh.
Those aren't really even meat.
Is it even food? Is it really food, you know?
It's
Kids love it.
Yeah.
So there.
Because we feed it to them, you know? But I mean, if you don't...